The Committee for Original People's Entitlement, representing the Inuvialuit of the Mackenzie Delta, began a house-to-house campaign in 1974 to explain the land claim to families in six communities around the Beaufort Sea. In 1973, the chiefs of the Indian Brotherhood and Chief François Brulet filed a legal caveat, claiming an interest in 1 million square kilometers of the Northwest Territories, with the Land Titles Office in Yellowknife. If the caveat was allowed to stand, the lands planned for the pipeline right-of-way would belong to the Dene. The federal government argued that the signing of Treaties 8 and 11 had extinguished the Dene's interest in their traditional lands. Justice Morrow of the Supreme Court of the Northwest Territories ruled in favor of the caveat being filed. The ruling was later overturned on appeal to the Supreme Court of Canada. The caveat filing and other developments indicated to the federal government that a conflict existed between the petroleum companies and the Indigenous peoples in the Northwest Territories.